all that to say, it's worth your time to watch it. But I was just going to ask Joe, what was his experience with Dennis Rodman and so forth? Appreciate it.
Dennis was a great guy. I mean, I remember Dennis when I was in Sacramento, and he was with Detroit, and I think I knew him before that a little bit. I don't know where we crossed paths, but I mean, he was good. I remember going out and playing golf with him one time. He came out to Sacramento. There was a
play golf, huh?
With him, yeah.
But none of guessed that.
Sacramento with. There was a charity basketball game or something, and he and I ended up going out and playing golf. And then as a teammate with the Bulls, he was great. I mean, I've told you this a million times. Daniel was fifth or sixth grade when we were in Chicago, and he was a ball boy. But a lot of times he would come in early with me. And because of the traffic, you had to leave early, you know, in Chicago. And you might get downtown and 40 minutes, or it might take you 2.5 hours. So you never knew. So right. You had to plan for 2.5 hours. So sometimes we'd get in there real early, and I'd go out and shoot and do some extra work because I didn't play regularly or play a whole lot of minutes. And Daniel would sit in the back in the players' lounge with Dennis Rodman and watch Looney Tunes. It was great. They watched Tom and Jerry, and he's harmless. He's a really good guy, and I mean. But he's always been a very emotional guy. I can see that. I mean,
we have a little portion of his Hall of Fame speech
for the money. I didn't play the game to be famous. What you see here is more just an illusion that I love to just be an individual that's very colorful. There's a lot of people that I really want to thank, and I'm going to thank them in a minute. But I'd like to thank David Stern and all the NBA community to even just have me in the building. This game's been very good to me. I could have been anywhere in the world. I could have been dead. I could have been a drug dealer. I could have been homeless. I was homeless. Living in the projects and trying to get out the projects. And I did that, but it took a lot of hard work and a lot of bumps along the road.
I always rooted for Dennis Rodman. I always enjoyed Dennis Rodman. And Dennis Rodman is not McDonald's or Cheerios. He's not for everybody. He's more like blue cheese or scotch. I mean, he's an acquired guy, and he's going to have his detractors without a doubt. The thing I hate for him, Joe, is that he is a guy that most people, I think, who aren't so conservative that they can't get past the tats and the piercings.
Yeah. No.
That he's a likable guy and he is a great character.
No doubt.
But I think now, unfortunately, because of the recent situation in North Korea and his trip over there, which I don't even – look, I'm not writing him off because of that.
Right.
But a lot of people will. But it's going to be a negative thing that's going to impact him and his legacy.
I promise you, I mean, I don't know. I have no insight. But I'll guarantee you probably how that whole thing came about is – somebody told me the leader over there, what's his name?
Kim Jong-un?
Yeah.
He's a big
NBA fan, what I heard. And he probably wrote Dennis a letter or somehow said, hey, I'd like to meet you. Come on over. And Dennis is the type of dude that's like, yeah, man, what? Sure, I'll come over.
Yeah.
You know, so they got him a ticket, and he went over there. And, you know, they might have even said, hey, come over here. We'll give you some money or whatever. I mean, and Dennis is the type of guy to go over there. I mean, he's not thinking about –
mm-mm.
You know, he's thinking about, you know, man, this is great. A world leader wants me to come over there and hang out. I'm going to go hang out. And, you know, I mean, the funny statement that, you know, that he was saying is when he was trying to explain all this, was he on Nightline or something?
He was on Stephanopoulos.
That was very uncomfortable.
That was the worst beating Rodman ever took, I promise you.
And I mean, Dennis is sitting there going, all the people over there love him. They, you know, they embrace him. And you're like sitting there and you're going, well, Dennis, you know, if somebody held up a sign that said, you know, this or that, they'd be killed.
Yeah.
So when your option is like the guy or be beheaded, you're going to like him.
Yeah. Yeah. You can either like or you can be dead person.
When you said you love Kim and think he's awesome, were you aware of his threats to destroy the United States and his regime's horrendous record on human rights?
But one thing about that, you know what? I didn't look at all that right there. I understand what he's doing. I don't condone that. I hate the fact that he's doing that. But the fact of it is that, you know what? As a human being, though, He let his guards down. He did one thing to me, been a friend. I didn't talk about that.
Didn't talk about that. Right. I like so when you said the way Stephanopoulos says it, though. He goes, when you said that you think he's a great leader and you think he's awesome. I mean, it's just I can just hear Dennis Rodman calling this dude awesome. And the thing that he did point out that I thought was interesting and scary, this dude has the ability, you know, potentially to have a nuclear weapon.
Oh, no doubt.
They're working on it.
Oh, no doubt.
He is not 30 years old.
Right.
And so he's like R.J. Hawk's age.
Right,
okay,
right.
That's scary in so many ways.
He's got a poster of Dennis Rodman in the Oval in his version Oval of Oval Office.
Like, I don't know what shape it's in, but it's scary. Yeah. The dude is not 30 years old. There's a reason why we make presidents wait to be a certain age before they're eligible.
No.
It would be a great idea around the world. Of course,
right,
they don't work like that there.
You know, I mean, and again, you know, my whole thing when I heard and saw, I saw a little bit of it, but. The prep for George Stephanopoulos, he's got to be sitting there going,
"Oh man,
now I'm gonna ask foreign policy questions and the state of the world and
look,
nuclear war questions to a guy called the Worm."
Yeah, well, look, if your goal going in was to beat the hell out of Dennis Rodman, that is what you would call from a television broadcaster standpoint a layup.
Right,
that was
right.
Easy pickings.
Right, and
the fact Rodman didn't come over the desk at him was pretty impressive because Stephanopoulos was talking down to him in a big way.
Right. Well,
that's the only time a 5'5 guy talks down to a 6'9 guy.
But he should because, you know, I mean, and again, Dennis, I promise you had
just, you think he's that naive?
I mean, I think he obviously knew that there's friction and that, I mean, there's no way he didn't. But again, Dennis also is a self-promoting guy. Needs the money, presumably, from what I've been told. So I'm sure there's some things there that were to get him in the public eye, get him in the limelight, get him to do things. But I don't think that they foresaw the negativity that this can bring. How they didn't see that, you know, I don't know if he has handlers or people or if he did this on his own, but if he's got anybody in his corner, you know.
Yeah.
Going to visit North Korea.
Where's Jim Gray when you need him? I mean, he could have made up for the decision just like that by telling him not to go.
Hey, Dennis, come here. Let's
have a talk. Yeah, because I want to talk to you about
your 5 minutes.
I want to talk to you about your decision. He is not my first choice for an ambassador to North Korea.
No.
My first choice for ambassador to North Korea would be Christina Munoz, who joins us now on the Revolution Hotline.
Hello.
Now you could really smooth things over, I think, with Kim Jong-un, but. You're probably
not. That's a lot of pressure, but I would do my best.
Look, I have no doubt that you could get things done. Look, we are up against it here because we've got to take a break because we started yammering with Joe, but I do want to give you a minute. Christina's got something she wanted to let us know about that we want people to be aware of, and it is this going on this weekend. It's a very busy weekend around the state.
Yes. I can hang with you if you need.
Okay. Well, let me take this break, and then we'll come right back.
Perfect.
Because I don't want to have to cut you off here in the middle of this.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll be right back with Christina Munoz, Joe Klein. Big Baby's here. By the way, NCAA track and field Friday at 10, Saturday at 11. Thank you, Big Baby. Appreciate that. We'll get an update on the Arkansas women in the SEC tournament coming up as well.